Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
We can't live without him.
I worship forever. I'm rushing off the ground.
For my praise and to him. Because he is God. And he's been so good to us. I have to offer the good time. We are trying to get hooked up here. Y'all just pray with us for a second here.
What a time to my open in the eyes of the blind. Hey, there's no one. I can't hear you, church. There's not like you.
I like you.
Into the darkness to shout. Yeah. Come on. Out of the ashes we rise.
To tell you that today, that he is real, and he is real in my soul. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis D., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I am truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. We're going to have a word of prayer, and after that, then we will get into the Word of God. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will, your will, that we give thanks for everything. So I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity. I thank you, Father God, because it's in your word, Father God, we learn who we are and who we are. It's in your word, Father God, that we have learned to appreciate family values. It's in your word, Father God, that we learn that we have traveling mercy. And wherever we go, you'll go there with us. And I thank you. I thank you and I admire you for it, Father God. It's in your word, Father God, that we learn that we can pray in unity. Where there's unity, there is strength. It's in your word, Father God, that we learn that you are our protector. Yes, sir. According to your word, Father God, you are our shield. 2 Samuel 22:3. You are my shield and the horns of my salvation. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that in Psalms 18, Father God, and your word declare and decree that you are my rock in whom I take refuge. And I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that it's in that word that we learn that we're free. Hallelujah. We're free from all strongholds. We're free from every imposter. We're free, Father God, from liars. Even though they may lie, but it had nothing to do with us, because we're free from that. I thank you, Father God, that you are, by your stripes we're healed. I declare and decree, Father God, that you will increase our faith. According to Isaiah 55:11, your word will flow through us, Father God, and our faith will be increased on a daily basis. Your word will not return unto you forward. So whatever we put in us, you will acknowledge it and you will make it happen going forward. I thank you, Father God, for your healing. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over us. I am forgiven. and I'm free from sin and guilt according to the word of God, because I'm dead to sin but alive unto your righteousness, Father God. I thank you for it. I thank you, Jesus, for it, all of my sin on the cross, and I believe that, and I'm sticking with that. That's my story. Therefore, I'm dead to sin, but alive unto you, Father God. And by your stripes, I am healed. And I thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, that Jesus Christ bear all my sickness and pain. And I know, therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain, regardless of how I feel, regardless of how I think. It must go. It must leave my body. And every tumor and everything that's not like what you put in me from day one, from my birth, every organ and tissues of my body will function properly, and it will function as you have created them to. And I forbid, Father God, anything in my body causing anything. I denounce it in the name of Jesus. I say I'm healed by your stripes. Satan, you're a lie. I bind it all up right now. I bind it, hallelujah. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I command my body, every cell in it that's not like Christ, to be destroyed. Every disease, every virus, everything that's not like Christ, be demolished right now in my body. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that my body will function properly and as you have called it to be. Open the ears of those that are deaf today, that they'll hear your word. We definitely, Father God, repent for anything that we have not been doing like you. We repent. We turn away from it. Thank you, Father God, for the spiritual healing, mentally healing, physical healing. Thank you for it. I continue to give you the honor and the praise. And somebody said amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we had some kind of week. I like to think we had a trying week, okay? I thank God for this past week. I know Monday we got on and there were some issues going on, and I thank God that Bill was able to jump in that thing and start picking up where we had left off at. And she ran with it. And I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Thank God for those that tried to get on several times and got kicked off, like the likes of Evangelist Sharon. I have to say this because I noticed she was trying to get on, but I couldn't get in, if that makes sense to you guys. I saw her. It's just like, let me try to give you an illustration here. It's just like as though there was a big glass between us, one side. You know, where you see on one side, the other one can't see on the other side, one of those kind of glasses. Where you can see them, but they can't see you. That's how it was. I saw y'all, several of y'all getting on, several of you guys getting on. I'm just pulling out Evangelist Sharon because she was persistent, I must say. In a lot of things she was doing this past week. So I just want to acknowledge that. And also, like I said, I want to thank God for Pastor being attentive and being open to know where we were at, where we were teaching at that particular time. So Tuesday, it was kind of like a just disaster, but praise God, because we know that in that alone, God did some things, and he told me to tell you, hey, brothers and sisters, when for whatever reason it happened, know that things are working together for those that love God. Well, how do you know? You run to your Bible. When things ain't going right, get in your word. It would not, if for whatever reason the enemy attacked us at doing the word at noon, do not let that stop you. You show that creep. I'm going to say it one more time. You show that creep that you ain't nothing to play with. He will not stop you. He will not stop your joy. And you get in that word, I don't care if it ain't but one scripture. if it ain't but one verse back, God, you let the devil know, I just talked to God because I got in his word, and he is his word. So that way you know that you got the victory. I don't want you to walk away thinking you didn't get the victory. So the Lord told me to tell you, that's what Tuesday was all about. You go on and get your victory. Don't be singing no song. Now, Satan wants you to kind of smooth it away with a song and pray. No, you get in the pure word of God. You let that creep know, because, see, that's where he fights. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, Satan don't have a problem with songs. He don't have no problem with y'all praise. He don't have a problem with that. But that's what he used to do. He used to praise God. So he don't have a problem with it. What he has a problem with, well, I'm already preaching. What he has a problem with is when God says something. Just like a lot of folks today. You know what they got a problem with? When God says something. When God calls you holy. When God calls you righteous. That's when you things are to be challenged by Satan. Man, I'm just going to do what God tell me to do today. But that's what happening, brothers and sisters. When Satan can't have his way with you and the word of God. Now notice I said with you and the word of God. He lays stumbling block because he come to steal, kill, and destroy anyway. But let me tell you something. Said to Peter, I've already prayed for you. Paul said, for this call, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Because your desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. See, we talked about that a little bit, and God said, that's what happened. Satan don't want y'all to get that word. He never did. He ain't never wanted us to have the word. That's why he tried to get it out of Adam and Eve. It wasn't how beautiful Eve was or how manly or Adam was. Satan didn't care about it. He cared about that word, man. They got a hold of that word. And Adam started preaching it to his wife. Eve said, hey, God said now. Well, yeah, I know, but Satan said it. But no, God said it. See, that's the thing, brothers and sisters. If you can see that, oh, my God, you're into something. You're into something. This week, like I said, it was a blessed week, too. I must tell you that because God showed me how far people want to get away from the word of God. That's why in the book of Revelation, he said to repent. Well, what that mean? Turn away from man stuff or the way you were thinking it was and get back to what God said it is. Do it the way God says it. And when you do that, you just repent it. You ain't repented because you stopped drinking or stopped this or stopped that. No. You repent when you go back and do it the way the word of God says. That means you're repenting. That other stuff is just worldly stuff anyway. Okay? Put it up. Anyone like to have any comments on the review we talked about this week? And trust me, brothers and sisters, do not ignore this subject. God reproducing himself in us. That has always been his will. That has always been his desire. Yeah, that's his desire. You want to know his will for you? It's to reproduce himself in you. Always been God's will. Don't let folks fool you. And that's what we've been talking about. And that's what we got to get done, okay? So that's what we talked about this week. Reproducing himself in us. We all know Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us, bless God. Listen, dear heart. Walk in love, living in love. But the key thing here is to be a follower of God. It means to mimic That word follow there means to mimic, imitate him. It's okay. I know what your preachers and told you. You can't do this, you can't do that. That's what he's supposed to take on him. He don't know the Lord like that. Because I used to be like that. See? I would just tell folks what they wanted to hear anyway. I would tell people what their eyes were seeing. Say, everybody seeing this and seeing that. Well, I said, hey, man, that's what they're looking at. Let me preach about it. And that's what a lot of preachers do today. That's how they can preach about it. It's the stuff their optical nerve tell them. They sinful nature tell them, get away from that garbage and start looking at the pure word of God. God said, I want you to be like me. And don't worry about what the Satan say you can't and you don't and this, that, and the third. I told some folks the other day, man, my past just tells me that's what tested me. That's all your past did was tested you. The word of God defines you. Woo, preacher. Yeah. So we talked about that's what God want to do. That's what defining you. God is being put in your spirit day and night constantly. Reverberating day and night through you. So you got to let that happen, okay? The Father, the Bible says, so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus. And we know he gave. Now, so since he gave his son to us, we have to receive it. So don't allow your heart to grow bitter toward all these bitter sermons and bitter circumstances and all this bitterness that happened in your life. Man, you draw a line right there and say, enough is enough. I'm taking what God done put in me. I'm tired of being called ugly. Ugly. See, when you're tired of being called ugly, you go put makeup on. You women know what I'm talking about. When you're tired of being, but before you put anything on, here's the first thing you do. Guess what? When you get tired of being called ugly, see, you ain't tired yet. You ain't tired of being identified with sin yet until you make this quality decision. What is that, preacher? Go and look in the mirror. And when you look at the man in the mirror and you see how ugly sin is, you say, you know what, I got to do something about this. Then you put on, you know, you comb your hair. But, you know, you tighten up your face a little bit. You know, some of y'all get real deep and change your clothes. Change out, and then some of y'all even get deeper. Y'all don't like none of it. So you get on a treadmill, you know. I mean, you start fixing yourself up. Put a little rouge on your chair. I know somebody listening to me right now, so I'm just going to go ahead on and preach this thing like the Lord telling me to do it from time to time, because I got to give thanksgiving to God and all of his goodness. Yeah. And then that's when you want to do something about it. So when you see you're not looking like what the word of God say you, go look in the mirror and say, Lord, I got to do something about this. That's when you start putting on that new man. Because you ain't like the way the old man look, no way. You weren't happy with him. But see, if you skip past that mirror, you think you're the finest thing in the world. You when you skip the mirror, man, that's a good sermon right there. Do not skip the mirror. When you skip the mirror, you don't see the wrinkles. When you skip the mirror, you don't see the saggedness. You know, when you're sag in certain places, in certain areas, you see, because you skip the mirror. When you skip the mirror, you don't see the blemishes. You don't see the wrinkles. You don't see the gray hair, because you skip the mirror. See, when you don't skip the mirror, boy, you can concern your hair just as black as it was when you was 15 years old. Or whatever color it was. I don't know. You might have been a blonde. But whatever it was, you wasn't no gray there unless you were born with it. Because you skipped the mirror. But when you go back to the mirror, you go like, oh, when I get this pimple, when I get this and when I get that. So, you know, the Bible says that, too, over there in James 1, if you don't believe, though. I mean, I got paper. You know, I ain't saying this without having paper. I got paper. See, we look into that perfect law of liberty. When you start looking into the word of God, things become different. God wants us to be like him. Amen. Amen. You know he do. God expect for us to look into the perfect law of liberty so we can look like him. But you got to, first of all, put away some stuff. You got to put away that filthiness, superfluousness, naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your very soul. That's what you have to do. You got to get rid of some of that stuff. That's what the book of James said. Now, I got some paper for you. If I need to go there, now I will. Y'all know I will go there in a heartbeat. So I'm not the one today. See, because God wants you looking in the perfect law of liberty so you see where you're at. Not so you can be condemned, no. He wants you to see what kind of beauty he got for you. Take the ashes and give you the beauty. Yeah. Be swift to hear, slow to speak. Be slow to, because of the wrath of God, man. He's the wrath of man and the wrath of God. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So you see people working the wrath of man, that's not God's righteousness. And look into the perfect law of liberty, which is the word of God. The Bible says, you got to look into that perfect law of liberty. You got to look in it. Got to look at it and see that, well, wait a minute. I'm going to be everything God say I am. I'm going to look like God said he look. I want to be like God said I can be. And you start confessing that, believing that, and step into your role. That's what you need to do. That's what's really going on up in here. Okay. Well, it's open. Like I said, that's what we talked about Monday. We opened up with that. And we did hit on a few scriptures, and I'll go over some of them with you. If anybody want to comment on any of them, we went over Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. We went over Philippians 2:13. We are created in Christ Jesus. That's the Spirit. Why did he create us in Christ Jesus? You know, that's a good question. That is an excellent question. Why did he create us in Christ Jesus? Well, I'm here for you to tell you that he wants us to be like him. He wants to reproduce himself in us. We are his workmanship, created in him. Guess what? He did this before the foundation of the world. That was the plan. That was the design. Make each and every one of them have a bunch of Christs walking around here. So the world cannot see religion in you. They need to see Christ in you, which is the hope of glory. Then we dealt a little bit with 2 Peter 3:18, which we're definitely going to go back there, probably then later. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I like that scripture because he said to grow. So you gotta dissect that and see what grow means. And I know some of y'all know that. But do you know the whole picture? Do you understand from birth to where you're at now, you have to grow. Everything began to grow. And I'm going to give you a revelated word right now. Help me, Holy Ghost. The Lord said, if you stayed in your mama, you couldn't grow. If you stayed in there for about 10 years, I wish you had Sister Renee. She'll help me out. If you say it in about 10 years, Evangelist Sharon, you wouldn't want to carry that baby for 10 years. Can you imagine what size that your stomach could be, what your body looked like? No. 9 months was enough. You had to come up out of there. Why? So you can grow. A lot of times we got to shed some things so we can grow. You can't continue to hold on to the old. You'll never grow. Growth is a continuation. It doesn't stop. As a matter of fact, that's why we talked about persistence. Remember over there in Luke 18:1, we talked about that, being persistent. Growth is a persistent thing, man. Yeah, and you go through whatever, travailing, you know, the pains and all. And that's where the body of Christ at right now. God is travailing with us until Christ be formed in us. But it has to be a growth there. There has to be a growing process. And that's where we at. And we hit on that a little bit. So we didn't get into all of it, but we got into it. Just enough to let you know that, you know, you take that and take it to the next level. It's the word that is built into us. And it's that word that becomes, it is that word that counts. That's what counts. His plan is building himself into us. That's the best way to put this. All of it, every bit of what he got for us, he wanted to be in us exactly like what's in him. Okay? Exactly. No imitation. Exactly. God wants us to have his righteousness. He wants us to have his kind of love, his kind of joy. All God stuff now. That's what we began to grow into now. Because we've gotten off the bottle. We're no longer on formula. We're no longer on milk. We're eating meat now. What I'm talking about is for people who ready for meat. If you ain't ready for meat, go back and get up in somebody's church and stay there till you get ready. But if you're ready, then come on up out of there, huh? Some folks been up in there for too long. Too long, Jesus. Been up in there too long. Let that go. So what we left off at, I know it's Philippians 1:21, somewhere up in there. Even though there was some other scriptures, because we was talking about crucifying the flesh. But anyway. We'll talk about any of that, anything else you want to talk about in the Word of God. But those are some of the things that we talked about this week. And if anybody want to come in on any of it, press 1. Hey, we'll get into it. Those are some of the things we talked about. Any of it you want to comment on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You want to share some light on something, share the light on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe this is Pastor Ayo. Amen, Pastor.
God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. The scripture was so many, but 2 Peter 3:18, when you were talking about growth, and I'm going to read it from King James, first of all. And it says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Let me start over. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And then when I looked over there at the Message Bible say, grow in grace and understanding of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to the Master now and forever, yet living a new living, that rather you must grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All glory to him, both now and forever. Amen. So, you mentioned the word persistence. So it says, but grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we are to be persistent in the word. And so I looked up persist so that we can be persistent in our faith, and it means continue in firmly in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition, continuing to exist or endure over a prolonged period, such as persistent rain will affect many areas, such as if the rain continues to fall in some areas, it will cause a flood. So we are to be persistent in our walk with the Lord. And as Pastor was sharing, that we should be persistent when we get into the Word of God. And like a lot of times you could take just one scripture, just that one verse where it tells us that we are to grow. So as we're growing, we should grow in the knowledge of the Word of God. And as you be in God's Word, as you read God's Word, then you can run reference, just as I did during that just short period, in the different, you know, versions of this scripture. So let us grow, and let us grow in the knowledge, not just grow any kind of way. Because I can tell you, in planting, like I like to plant, flowers. And so once I put that seed in that soil and it's not growing, then I do everything I can to help it to grow. I may have to sit it in a certain area so that it will receive that light to grow. Or I may have to move it back away from that light, because it might be getting too much light and the sun may be burning that plant up. So I got to move it out the way so that it can grow. So it's the same with us when it comes to God's word. So you have to put in that word. You have to meditate on that word so that you're able to grow. Amen. So as we continue in the Bible study, and as Pastor continues to give us that word and then give us the scripture, so that after we all come together, we can get into the word. Amen. You might not receive it right then. You might not understand it right then. So you may have to, after you hear it all, then get to yourself and talk to the Lord and let him make it plain. Have you a dictionary there? You may be surprised at the definition of just the little word. So, that helps us to grow. I'm still growing. And I'll be growing until the Lord call me home. I'm going to continue to grow because I want to know more of the way God wants me to be. The scripture say we can have the mind of Christ. But how can you have the mind of Christ if you're not in the word? So let us grow. Let us learn. Let us always be open to hear God's word and understand the word. And if you don't understand it, get to yourself and ask the Lord, Lord, help me in my unbelief. Help me to understand your word so that I'm able to, amen, amen. That scripture just touched my spirit because we have to grow, amen, and continue to grow. Back to you, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. Powerful. Anyone else? Press one. Anyone else? Press one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Anybody else want to talk about? That's a good subject we was on last week. Growing in grace. Not in anything now. Remember, you got to put all that together. Think of it like this. If you're going to grow in grace, first of all, you know it's God's favor.
Say it now.
Because that's what grace is. So you got to say, okay, now, this is what I'm going to grow in. I'm not going to grow in some theological view. I'm not going to grow into some preacher's sayings that they have to say. And no, I'm going to grow in God's grace. So immediately learn this lesson that God's grace became prevalent during when Christ came. That's when he really showed us his grace, his unmerited favor.
Yeah.
So now this is the kind of knowledge you want to grow in. You want to grow in this kind of knowledge because, see, knowledge is facts, it's information, it can be experienced. It can be education, but you want to grow in Christ's knowledge. That's you got to familiarize yourself with the Word of God so you can grow in the things of God.
Yeah, hallelujah.
See, because if you're not careful, brothers and sisters, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself doing like a lot of people have done in the past. They familiarize themselves with church doctrine, and they grow in that. And then they think because of that they have church, they have God experience, and they go through all that old kind of rigmarole. But stop that. Let's grow in God's grace and in his knowledge.
That's
what we want to do. We want to grow in his knowledge, and we want to be persistent in that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to do. We want to grow. Well, what that really means is develop. That's what growth is. I told y'all earlier, you couldn't grow up in your mama. In 9 months, you got to come over out of there.
Amen.
You got to let it all go. Got to cut that umbilical cord. Whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Because you got to start. You finna enter another phase of your life now. And that life is you got to start developing. Well, what you going to develop? What you already got, which is the Word of God. You got to get mature in that. Now, I know somebody goes, oh, well, that's so elementary. But listen, brothers and sisters, once you come out your mama, you don't get no extra hands and extra arms and extra feet.
That's right.
I mean, some of y'all think y'all do, but you don't. You don't get an extra brain. No. That would be a lie.
Amen.
Feet began to increase inside.
Yeah.
And it's them same little feet you was kissing on when they were 9 months, 8 months, 6 months, 1 month. No. You let them feet get about 20 and 13. Let me see you start kissing on them bad boys. To grow is to expand. To grow is to increase.
Yeah.
You don't get a new feet. You don't get a new arm. So we got to begin to grow with what God have already given us. That's another reason we had to get born again. So we get that other spirit so it can develop. Because if not, we're only going to develop that human side, and God, that's not what God wants. He wants us to the increase or increase in knowledge of him. I think that's what Peter said over there. Yeah, if you're going to increase, and I like that word, man. I love the word but. Man, I'm just falling in love with that word but. Because first thing first, he used to do this, so I had to say but. Well, you know, she used to be this kind of person, but.
Yeah.
Because I want you to forget about what you just said, what you just thought, because that only tested me. It didn't define me. But, you know, he used to be one of the biggest hell raisers. But, let's talk on the other side of but right now for a moment. I'm a child of God now. And I ain't talking about this. A lot of this stuff started just this past year. God done showed me some but. That's what I might have been last year, but right now I'm not that person. So whatever you thought that I was last year, a couple months ago, I'm not that dude. But I know the last time I saw you are no, but right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what he said, but grow in grace. And I just love that word, but I won't go there. That's another sermon for another day. But don't mess with me, because I will tell you but. But I'm growing in grace. Mm-hmm. God ain't through with me yet.
That's right.
But
Amen.
I'm still a work in progress. But I'm still under construction.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You may think I'm a finished product. I may look like it. It may look like ain't nothing difficult about my life. Ain't nothing look like I did. But I'm still under construction.
Yeah.
You know
thank
why? Because I'm growing. I'm growing in his grace.
Hallelujah.
In his knowledge.
Yeah.
And it's a special kind of knowledge. It's the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So to him be the glory.
Yeah.
That's where I'm growing at, my friend. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm growing up in the master stuff.
Yeah,
I'm being
hallelujah.
Constructed now by God's stuff, by his righteousness.
Yeah.
That's what I'm growing up in. I ain't growing up in that other old foolishness. Past that.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
But anyway. We are to grow, and growing is just a continuation of growth. See, that's what it is. It may come to a surprise to some of y'all, but I'm not in that same place I was last year, because if I was, I would not be growing.
Amen.
If I'm still in my mother's womb, I ain't grow nothing. I mean, y'all ain't about to say amen on this. I know this to be a fact. I have been cultivated. I have been risen from a different place. Yes, sir.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You may not be promoting me, but God have promoted me. See?
Yeah.
I've been cultivated. I was wasn't there during the harvest. You wasn't there when God was getting me right.
All right.
You only saw the seed that was planted. You ain't saw the growth.
Yeah.
You may have been there during the planting. Mm-hmm. But you wasn't there during the harvest.
Hallelujah. Amen.
See, some folks just want to know where you were planting, they think you're that same seed. Ain't nobody told them any different. Somebody need to sound the alarm and tell them, hey, isn't something happened since that last child I had? Isn't something happened since the last grade I attended in school? Isn't something happened since the last time I was in college? There's some stuff that happened since my last marriage. It's some stuff happened in my life. Since that last car I bought. I'm not that same person now.
Say that now.
I've been growing.
Amen.
I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm not stopping
Amen.
Now. I'm growing.
Hallelujah. So
hey, this is all I review. Anybody else, press one. Oh, him. Gotta get caught up in the Word of God, brother, sister. But I want you to know it's that
Hallelujah.
Good.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I want to talk about next week, too, see. I noticed when Paul came to the climax of his sermon in Colossians 1 and 12, he said, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of his inheritance of the saints. You know what that's saying? Huh? Huh? Yeah. He gave God thanks because his eyes became open till we could become meat. Well, I thought that was an awesome statement right here that people keep overlooking. Do you realize that's the same word that God used when he made Eve for Adam?
All right. Man.
Same word. That same word, M-E-E-T, is the same word.
Amen.
That
yeah.
word means to be comfortable. That word means to be, well, a partaker. It means that
mm-hmm.
I think the right word is that you could come in contact with something in conjunction with. In other words, join with. To meet,
all
to
right.
meet in that Bible mm-hmm. means to join with. See, and God made man, made woman, and he made, but before he made her, he made, told Adam, that I'm going to make you a helpmeet. That's what I'm going
yeah.
to make. I'm going to make you a helpmeet. Somebody that can be pleasing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone
Amen.
That's going to mature with you. Someone that y'all can have mm-hmm. children together. Someone that y'all can be on the same
yeah.
path, same way. I'm going to make you help me. I ain't going to make you an enemy
yeah.
now. I'm going to make you a help me. Somebody you can join hands with, you know, and do the same stuff with, you know. Not somebody opposite of you.
All right,
somebody
say it now.
You can enter a conversation with, and you're not going to argue. Woo! God, now, blessing Jesus. I'm going to make
Hallelujah.
You a help me.
Hallelujah.
And they
mm-hmm.
are going to be especially precious. Why? Because they're going to be just like you. They're going to be able to pay you full attention. You're going to be able to pay them full attention. They're going to be able to
mm-hmm.
love you. And you're going to be able to love them. You're going to be able to
yeah.
die for them. And they're going to want to die for you. Their heart is going to
all
be
right,
toward
right.
you and not to some other man.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Some other
Amen.
Woman. They're going to have only eyes for you.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that word help, Paul was, did he get excited? Can you He realized this somebody was going to be comfort to him. You know, that's what the Holy Spirit is, a help me.
Yes, he
is. Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody who
Amen.
Can walk with you, somebody who is not opposite of you, but somebody who encourages you, somebody that you can encounter with, somebody that you can FaceTime with and not have an argument. Somebody, now let me go and tell you what the root word of this word really means. It means to cover with.
All right.
They got to think in for a minute. See, when you got to help me, you got somebody you can cover with.
Yeah.
Can I say that
Thank
one more
Lord.
Time? Because I don't know if somebody really heard what I just said. That's
mm-hmm.
what I just say.
He said to help me is someone you can cuddle with. Cuddle
wow.
with that person.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Amen. Yes,
that's
it
what
is.
That root word
yeah.
means. See, when you cuddle with someone, when you're cuddling with someone, and I'm going to take my time and say this, when you're cuddling with someone, you got your mm-hmm. arms all Come around on. Them, and they got their arms all around you all, you become that one. I remember a few years ago, Evangelist Sharon had gave us this fish, and they became one, to wherein you couldn't see the one without the other. When you're looking at one, you're looking at the other.
Yeah.
And for some reason or another, I think about that all the time. That's what God expects for us to be. Help me. You mm-hmm. can't see Adam without seeing Eve. You can't see Eve without seeing Adam. You can't see you without seeing Christ. See, that's what Paul was saying. To see me is to see mm-hmm. Christ. To live is Christ, to die is gain. You're not going to see anything in me other than Christ, because Christ is the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
I almost preach, y'all. Y'all didn't hear that little sermon right there.
Hallelujah. That's how
he comments of the heart desire of the Father, that we should so let him live his life in us, that we began to enjoy and share his inheritance that's in Christ. And just for the record, you don't get the inheritance when you leave. No. I wish I had a witness here. You don't get inheritance when you leave. You get inheritance now. Last time I checked. While they're living, now once they die, then you get that inheritance. So Christ died for us and left the inheritance. And God said inheritance is in Christ. So Christ died so we can enjoy the inheritance. So we can be reproduced. So God can reproduce himself in us. That's part of the inheritance.
Yes, amen.
That's what we get, man. We get that through the inheritance. What you thought he meant when he said that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He climaxed that thing by saying that. The inheritance in Christ. So if your inheritance is in Wells Fargo Bank, you can't go to American Bank. You can't go to Trust Bank. Nah. Mm-hmm. If your inheritance is in Wells Fargo. Can I make it plain for you? Don't be walking around here trying to go to another bank and get it. You're not going to get it, okay? I'll just tell you that right now. You're not going to get it. Because they're going to check the record. They're going to say your inheritance ain't in here. You got to go to maybe another loan company, another mortgage company, another bank, another trust company, but it ain't up in here. That's all I'm saying, Jay. Your inheritance is in Christ, man.
Hallelujah.
Now let me go on and really blow your mind. It ain't even in God.
All right.
He put it in Christ.
Amen.
So if you want it, you got to go to the right bank to get it. But I'm going to leave it there. Anybody else have anything else they want to share? Hallelujah, before we dismiss. But I can tell you on next week, you get ready, because what we have been doing is we have been limiting God in us. We have to stop it.
Yeah, amen.
So next week, that's what we're going to talk a little bit about. And we're going to reach and grab some of this other, because you got to understand, God is still trying to reproduce himself in you. Yeah. You may not confess it because you're scared.
Have mercy.
You may not tell people you got the mind of Christ. You that may be going too far for you. It ain't too far for me.
Amen.
Anyone else? Anybody else? If not, thank y'all so much. Thank you, Pastor. And listen, y'all, we'll see y'all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Praise God.